Learn how to build your faith on God's word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's word to work for you.
Please take your seat. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. All right, we've been talking about dealing with depression. Last week we looked at the causes and also the symptoms. This week we're looking at the cure, how to deal, what do you need to do to deal with depression. So in the first service, I mentioned like two or three points. I'll continue in this service. I also mentioned that even in Bible times, there were people that dealt with depression in Bible times. We looked at the fact that Elijah had to deal with depression. Elijah got to the stage where after doing exploits for God, he was so depressed and burnt out. He experienced something they call burnout. Usually happens to people that have done something of high impact. They've burnt out every gas of fuel inside them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And he got to the stage where he said he wanted to die. He prayed and said, God, take my life. Elijah said, I want to die. This was a man that called fire from heaven. But he was so downcast, so discouraged, so depressed, that he said, I want to die. And he kept saying it and saying it, that I want to die. Angels came and ministered to him, but he refused, said, I want to die. And God had to honor his request. And God told him to anoint Elisha in his place and resign. So Elijah actually went through his lowest moment right after his highest impact. Are you here, somebody? See, depression doesn't have a specific time it can hit you. Sometimes at the time you have achieved so much, right after writing a powerful exam and passed, you find out that you have burnt yourself out. Burnt yourself out. Right after completing a very specific deal, big transaction, it can jump on you. Elijah, as powerful as he was, got depressed and resigned from ministry. I dealt with that in the first service very well. So please make sure you get this message from the first service. This is a continuation. Also, Jonah was depressed. We looked at that too. Jonah was depressed. He said he wanted to die. Praise God. We talked about Moses, talked about Ahithophel, talked about Samson. All right. In the cures of depression, let me just say this now. Entertainment cannot cure depression. Entertainment is good. As human beings, we actually need entertainment. But let me just state it here, that when we are talking about depression, it's not something that just one comedy show can cure you of. It's not something that watching TV can cure you of. You are feeling low and down, then you just want to watch a series on TV. You want to watch a movie. All that is good, but that is not the cure, because depression itself is a spirit. It's in the Bible, it's called the spirit of heaviness. So those things, watching TV, laughing, dancing, going shopping for women. Women get feel better when they go shopping. Going shopping, all those things will temporarily relieve you, but they cannot cure you of real depression. They can't cure you. They will relieve you for a short time, but they don't cure you. So what we are looking at today are the things that really can cure you from depression. So I've mentioned like three in the first service. Like I said, please get the message, okay? Be a diligent student, and it's free if you're downloading it. So get the message. I need to be on my YouTube page by this evening. All right. I'll continue here. Point number what? Okay. Four? In the first service, what was the first point? Remind me. Talk to someone. Second point, what? Prayer. Third point, what? What? Hope in God, Abby. Let's start from there. Psalm 43, verse 5. Psalm 43, verse 5. We'll continue from, that's where I stopped. It says, Why are you cast down, oh my soul? This was David here going through depression at the time. He said, why are you cast down, oh my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? You must realize that most of the Psalms of David were very prophetic. So in the Psalms of David, sometimes it was a man talking to God, sometimes it was God replying man. Do we understand that? So you need to read Psalms like that. So in Psalms, not everything that is man, it's not everything that is God. So when he's saying, why my soul cast down? That's not God, Abi. Abi, that's clear, it's not God, Abi. That was him talking about how he was feeling. Do we understand? Those of you that were here when I did the exegesis on Psalm 91. In Psalm 91, there were three people that were speaking in Psalm 91. Three people. But you wouldn't know that. You would think Psalm 91 is every part that is your own, that you will claim it. No. There were three people talking. We'll do it again maybe before the year runs. So that you understand. So every time you see Psalms like that, you need to know who is talking. So go back to the scripture, guys. It says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? And prophetically God answered him. He said, do what? Hope in God. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So that he continued. After the answer came, hope in God, he caught the answer and his tone changed. From, why are you discouraged? He said, for I shall what? Praise him. He said, I got it. He said, I will praise him. He's the help of what? My countenance and what? My God. So, most times when you are feeling hopeless and depressed, it's because you have removed your eyes from God. Trust God. If it's money causing your anxiety, start looking to God and not your finances, not your salary. Are you here, somebody? Trust in God. Hope in God. It alleviates our stress. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him. So stop putting the burden of your life upon yourself. You are not the one responsible for your life. You are not responsible for the outcome of your life. Trust God. Trust God with your life. He wants you to cast your care upon him because he wants to care for you. Let me tell your neighbor, hope in God. Because most times our hopelessness is because we look at ourselves and we can't see a way forward. That is okay because you are not God. You can't solve all your problems, but you can look to God who has never failed. He can take care of you and he can solve that issue. Are you here, somebody? Help me tell you about hope in God. Put your eyes on God. He can still bring you a husband. He can still bring you a wife. He can still bring you children. Hope in God. That marriage can still be restored. Hope in God. Your finances can still get back on track. Hope in God. Next point. Obedience. Obedience is important. Some people are facing depression because of their own disobedience. In other words, you are the one feeding the problem. Because of your own disobedience. Because of your own disobedience. You are the one feeding the problem. Hallelujah. For instance, if it's a relationship problem giving you stress, find out if you are following the principles, God's principles of relationships. You can't keep doing the wrong thing and expecting a different result. Somebody get what I'm saying? If money is what is causing if finances is what's causing your anxiety, check if you are walking in obedience financially. Are you a tither? Are you a giver? What is tithing? Tithing is where we express that it's God we trust for our upkeep and our well-being. When you eat your tithe, you are saying you are your God. And trust me, if you are your God, you will end up depressed. Because the problems of this world, you can't carry it. He has the whole world in his hands, not in your hands. So you put your tithe in his hands and you rest. Tell your neighbor, hope in God. Then obey God. So check what is causing your anxiety. It might be an area you are walking in disobedience. Check what's causing your anxiety. It might be an area you are walking in disobedience. Hallelujah. Let me move quickly. Next point. Having an active relationship with God deals with depression. I'm talking about long-lasting ways to deal with it. Not watching TV, not Instagram. Instagram can even increase it. I'm talking about, because the problem, you are most likely facing depression because your spirit is weak. You are depressed fresh from within. Your, as a born again Christian, your strength comes from your spirit. The Bible said the spirit of a man will sustain his area of weakness. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. When you are going through a bad time, if your spirit is strong, it will hold you up till the situation changes. So when you are spiritually down, the circumstances will overwhelm you. We said that in the first service. When you have a strong connection with God, it changes your perspective of the situation. Same problem, but different perspectives. Are you here, somebody? And guess what the Bible says in Romans 14? It says, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. Are you here, somebody? I think it's Romans 14, is it 16? Where is it now? Romans 14, 17. Romans 14, 17. DJ, bring it up. It says, for the kingdom of God is what? I can't hear you guys. Is what? Not eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness. And what? Peace. And what? Joy. In what? The Holy Ghost. Depression is usually tied to lack of righteousness, lack of peace, and lack of joy. Anybody depressed lacks these things, and they said the Holy Spirit supplies exactly these three things. An active relationship with God. A living relationship with God. Why is righteousness part of it? Every time you disobey God or disconnect from God, it will leave you with a spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Every time. If you're a believer and you are not in an active relationship with God, or if you're even an unbeliever, you're not in active, you will feel, the moment Adam sinned, what happened to him? He could no longer face God. Am I correct? He went to hide. That's what happens to you whenever you're not in sync or in tune with God. It will bring you shame, it will bring you guilt, and it will bring you condemnation, and that's one of the fastest ways to dwell and continue in depression. But they say, when you are active in God, he said, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. Those physical things can't solve this problem. They say it brings righteousness. When you are in an active relationship with God, you have no sense of inferiority before God. When you are facing God, there's no spirit of shame. Because he has given you his righteousness. Then that righteousness, which means right standing with God, which means right standing before God, that right standing before God gives you peace. Gives you peace. You don't feel you are owing God. You don't feel you are in an inferior position before your God. You talk to your Father with boldness. Once you get peace, the next thing that happens, you will get what? Joy. Because when you have righteousness, you have peace. When you have peace, you know that God will do everything he said he would do. You know God will come through for you. And that knowledge of that fact brings joy. Hallelujah. Brings joy. So righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Being separated from God will naturally bring depression. That's why you saw some of the heavyweights you see. They have money. They have all the things you don't have. All the things you think that are making you depressed, they have it. They have husband. They have children. They have money. They have fame. They had everything, but they still commit suicide. Because the real thing they want, there's a vacuum in the heart of every human being that only Jesus Christ can fill. Without it, nothing else will make you happy. Are you here, somebody? Even if you have a Bentley, you have a private jet, you have a mansion, you'll be happy just for a few hours. There are people that die inside their Bentley. There are people that die in their mansion of depression. We saw some of the account, the net worth of those people that committed suicide. One of them had $200 million in her account and she hung herself. Some of you, if you have 200 million naira, nothing can kill you. If trailer jam you, you will resurrect. And say, I shall not die. Is somebody get what I'm saying? All these people had everything men look for, but they still died. Because there's a vacuum, guys. If you're a believer, keep your relationship with God going. That's the real thing that can take care of depression. Nothing else. It's not the testimony that will make you happy. It will make you happy for a short time. Ask people that are married or that have a job. Before they got that thing, they were thinking, if I just get this job, my life is settled. And you now saw your employment letter or the employment text. You were the most happy person in this life. You couldn't believe it. Say, God, you have done it for me. I will serve you all the days of my life. This, you made all kinds of fake promises that you didn't keep. By the next month on the job, you are dragging your leg. Oh, reality has set in. Say, if I just marry, Father, I will serve you. If I just marry, if you just try me. And he proposed, you marry, only to find out that there's a new set of problems that you didn't bargain for. Somebody gets what I'm saying? How many of you have set those destinations to yourself and got there and found out that it wasn't enough to keep you happy? We've all done it. You set the goal that once I reach there, I'm done. Nothing can annoy me again in this life. Buhari is laughing at you. Praise God. See, if I just get to this job, if I get to America, that's all I'm looking for. The people that I'm saying died, that died of 200, that had 200, either way, Americans, they live in America. You think it's Nepal that's frustrating you? You think it's trailer that's frustrating you? No, these guys, they were billionaires in America, where everything works. But they have higher rate of depression in developed places than even these places. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the real thing that is crying out is your spirit man. And your spirit man doesn't get excited by material things. It doesn't. If you get $10 billion, it's your mind that will be excited. Your soul can be, your spirit cannot be, that doesn't excite your spirit. Your spirit only gets excited when it's in touch with God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness means right standing. I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm working with the Lord the way I should do it. Peace, it brings me peace. It now brings me joy. Nothing like it. Nothing can take it. Hallelujah. In the first service, I talked about the place of prayer, spending time in prayer. The Bible says in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. When you are going through depression, I put it to you, your prayer life has also been attacked. Whenever any Christian is going through depression, check it, they are not actively praying. It's not possible. It's not possible to be actively in touch with God and still be weighed down. It's not possible. Because in His presence, there is fullness. He tops up our joy. Every time we make contact with Him, He does what? He tops up our joy. Fullness of joy, and there are pleasures forevermore. He said, when you pray, He said, Philippians 4, is it verse 6 now? He said, be careful or be anxious for nothing. Did you bring it up? I think it's Philippians 4, 6. He said, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is what leads to depression. You are anxious about something, okay? He said, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, he said, by what? Prayer and what? Supplication. With what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be what? Made known to God. Next verse. It says, and what will happen? The peace of God. Whenever you spend good time in prayer, one of the things God leaves you with after you pray is what? Peace. Are you getting it? Because some of your answer, He can't bring it immediately. It's not magic. God is not a magician. So He has heard you. But He's not going to leave you empty-handed. He will give you peace that will sustain you till the testimony comes. Somebody didn't get what I said. So that's why it's impossible for a real believer in active fellowship with God to be depressed. You can't. Because you might not get what you want now, today, but He will always leave you with peace. He said, the peace of God, which doesn't make sense. So it doesn't make sense. You don't have a car. You don't have a house. You don't have a job. Things are going bad for you. But you still have peace. They said that peace passes all understanding. It doesn't make sense. Why you should not be depressed is the peace of God. See, it will guard. Do you see this? It will guard your hearts and minds. Because if it doesn't guard your heart and minds, discouragement and depression will set in. So it's hard to see a real believer praying that is depressed. It's hard. Almost impossible. God will always leave you with peace. Next point. don't dwell on negative points, on negative things. In other words, think on positive things. This one is very important to me. Think on positive things. You know, the Bible mentioned the things we think about. Did you bring it up? Where he said, think on these things. Many Christians make the mistake. And if this is a mistake that most human beings make. But as a Christian, you should have expo. Not to make this mistake. You should have expo. Many people make the mistake of swallowing bad news. Let me tell you something. I don't receive bad news except the one I can't avoid. In other words, if they are reporting destruction anywhere in the world, I don't follow the news. I don't. It won't add anything to me. If anything to me, if they are announcing that plane crashed and you are following that news, hope you know what will happen to you next time you enter a plane. Satan will flash back everything you heard. I don't follow the news. Where is the negative? I don't follow it. I don't care. Except it's the one I can't avoid. Maybe it has to do with somebody I know or something. Good. Apart from that, they are talking bad news and you go and put your ear. That means you don't understand spiritual things. Because what you feed yourself is also what you will reproduce. Hey, that's why I've said I've pastored for about 25 years. I'm yet to see a gossip champion that succeeded in their Christian work and in their life. It's hard. Because they fill their ears with bad things. Do you hear what this person did? Come and tell me. And you are loading yourself with, do you know, when people are even telling me something that they did wrong, I don't even want to hear who they did it with. I don't need that burden of looking at the person and be thinking, No, I don't want. Some of you don't, you might not understand what I'm saying now, but it's one of the things affecting you. You want to hear the unemployment rate. What concern you with unemployment? You just need one job, not rate. You don't need the rate. Because if you load yourself with information of the rate, when you are looking for a job, every time you apply for a job, somebody is telling you that there is no work. There is no work. Why are you applying? That's the spirit you used to apply. Instead, there are things the Bible recommends you feed your mind with. Did you bring it up on the screen? Learn this, guys. Christians, learn this. I don't know why people don't understand this thing. When we say don't gossip, don't waste your time, you think we're just... No, it's going to affect you. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. True there doesn't mean that is not a lie. True there is talking about the truth of the word of God. It's only the word of God that is the truth. Everything is a fact. A fact can change. Dollar was 200 naira at one time and that was the fact. It's no more a fact today. Truth doesn't change. Truth is the word of God. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are what? Just. Whatsoever things are what? Pure. Now, this one disqualifies 90% of what most of you feed yourself with. This one, pure. Most of the things you are hearing are not pure. It says, whatsoever things are what? Lovely. Most of the gossip can't enter here. Whatsoever things are what? Of a good report. I only want to hear people's testimonies. I don't want to hear your negative story. I don't want to hear all those things. I can't feed my, it will wear me down. Whatever things are lovely, he said, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue in it, if there be any praise, do what? Think on these things. Hallelujah. That eliminates 90% of what most of us feed ourselves with. Anybody constantly giving you negative gist is the wrong person to be hanging out with. They're affecting your faith. They want to tell you something bad about people all the time. They want to tell you something bad about the country all the time. Think on these things. So what you are feeding yourself with will affect your outcome. That's what, you know, people like gossip more than anything. Gossip sells, especially, I don't know about around the world. Let me use Nigeria that I'm sure of. Gossip sells in Nigeria more than the true story. Am I correct? That's why many people are not productive and many people are dealing with depression. They are feeding themselves with bad news. So and so have divorced their self. That you go and download the whole thing and read it. And yet, there are stories of people who have great marriages. You have not read about it. You are going to reproduce divorce. That's what you are feeding yourself with. So and so cheated on their spouse. You get the full message and you even go to the other link to watch the video. And you want to produce something positive. When your mates are showing people that did something positive, you won't read that. That's why many people don't produce positively. They dwell on the wrong things. It will depress you. The more you feed yourself with junk, it depresses you. Look for things that have praise. Things that have virtue. Great news. Hallelujah. I have to move quickly. Number what? Whatever the number is. Rest and relaxation is also important. Because overworking is one of the things that leads to depression. Overworking. There's what is called the law of the Sabbath. I will teach that in January. Overworking leads to depression. If Satan can overwork you, he can get you depressed. So rest and relaxation. See Mark chapter 6. See what Jesus did. See Jesus' secrets here. The secret of men are in their stories. Mark 6:31. It says, and he said unto them, come yourselves apart into what? A desert place, and do what? Rest a while. He said, for there were many coming and going, they had no leisure so much as to what? Eat. Jesus and his team, he said their schedule was so busy, people were coming and going, they were always attending people, canceling people, doing. Jesus said to them, look, come to a secret place and do what? Rest a while. That's Jesus Christ. He knew the power of rest. Some of you don't rest at all. You work from January to December, no vacation. Monday to Sunday, no rest. You must deviate daily. You must withdraw weekly. You must abandon annually. Write that down if you are writing. You must deviate daily. Withdraw weekly. Abandon annually. That's why you can't miss church. It doesn't make sense. That's the place you get refreshed. Every other place drains you. Deviate daily. Don't stay at your job morning to night. Deviate from the job. Do something else. Talk to your wife. Talk to your friend. Do something else. Deviate daily, withdraw weekly, abandon annually. Make it a custom to abandon your routine and your job once a year. Even if it's for 5 days. I didn't start vacation when I started traveling abroad. That's not why. I started vacation by traveling to Ibadan. It's not until you go abroad, but you must leave your immediate environment because you need fresh creativity. So leave your immediate circle of work. Don't wait till you have money to travel abroad. No, you can go to, if you live in Lagos, if you live in Ifesta, go to Yaba. It's traveling, it's you're out of your environment. Because some people think, I didn't start traveling abroad. That's not where I started from. But I knew the power of rest and relaxation. So I'll go to, from Lagos, I'll go to Warri by road. Go to Warri, stay there with my friend. I didn't have money to rent hotel, so I'll stay in a friend's house or with a friend for a few days. Go to Ibadan, near down the road. Stay for a few days. Rest and relaxation. Hallelujah. All right. Next point. Find your place of service. One of the way God orchestrated our joy is whenever we serve other people, we get joy from it. Some of you don't know. Giving is one of the best ways to be happy. When you are actually making a difference in people's lives, serving other people gives you joy. God has hidden your own happiness in making other people happy. Most human beings don't know that. So when you're a born-again Christian, you join a church like this, look for where to serve and make an impact in somebody's life. You can't be giving happiness and be giving joy and you not have joy and happiness. It doesn't happen. Are you here, somebody? You can't be giving it and not have it. It's like in a wedding, they now put you as the person in charge of drinks. Is it possible that you won't have drink? I know those people are very wicked. They lock the drum. Those people. People that share drink with are the most wicked people in this life. Once they appoint them like this, they are like president. Their shoulder just rise. Malt don't finish. Meanwhile, there's a full carton, there's a full drum of malt and a full one of juice. Say it's only water and it's 2-1, you will share with your neighbor. They will carry their head up. They are in charge of drinks in wedding.
Those people. People in charge of drink and people in charge of meat. They are the worst people in the wedding. Meat has finished. They see three coolers. Still remain. Are you here, somebody? You can't be the one sharing joy to others and you not have joy. Find where to serve. Find how to make an impact in somebody's life. Hallelujah. So, I said number one, confess. That is, talk to someone. Number two, prayer. Number three, hope in God. Put your trust in God. Number four, obedience. Start walking in wisdom of God. Many people are unhappy because of their own disobedience. Your marriage is having problems because you are not doing it God's way. That's not what God said to do. There's a solution to everything you are facing if you can find it and obey. Money is causing you anxiety because you do not tithe. You are running your own finances. So how won't you be stressed? All right, obedience. Next point is what? Having a living and active relationship with God imparts joy and peace to you. Next one is what? I can't hear you. Don't dwell on rubbish. Don't feed on negative news. Whether it's people you know or even people you don't know, I don't open my ear for rubbish. Don't come and tell me bad news. Tell me something that has virtue or that has what? Praise. Next point is what? Rest and relaxation. Please take time to rest. Next one is what? Find your place of service. As you are giving out joy, the tendency is high that you too will what? Receive joy. He said, give from the comfort that you have received from God. You too from that same comfort, comfort others. So if God has taken you through something, use the opportunity to also be a blessing to someone. Hallelujah. Under rest and relaxation, there is a place of humor. So comedians are not bad. They are doing a great thing, but that's on its own. It cannot sustain. It's only sustainable when it marries with all these other things. The Bible says, merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. So it's like a treatment. Hallelujah. It's like treatment. Praise God. All right. Then lastly, I'm going to pray for everybody in the house. There's what is called comfort. Let's see Isaiah 61. We read it, I think verse 3. I'm going to pray for you, for there to be comfort for you. If there's anybody here facing anything like depression, I'm going to pray for there to be comfort for you. That means, you know, has it ever happened to you that you are going through a hard time, you are very discouraged, and something good from nowhere just happens to you? Not even something you were expecting, not something you were praying about. A door just opens. It's just God showing you a sign that I'm still with you. It's just God showing you a sign that you are not forsaken. Hallelujah. So I want to pray that prayer for people here today, that things like that will happen. Just to show you that God is still with you. That the case is not closed. That help is on the way for you. Are you here, somebody? Then after that, I'm going to rebuke the spirit of heaviness. Anything that makes somebody kill themselves is a satanic spirit. Human beings should not even want to hurt. It's not natural to hurt yourself. How much more hang yourself? It's the spirit of the devil. We're going to rebuke that spirit of heaviness. He called it a spirit. Say it's a spirit of heaviness. Let's read Isaiah 61. Because some people think it's just a mental issue. No. It's every problem in this life is rooted in a spiritual problem first. Isaiah 61 verse 3. He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. If you mourn, it means you are going through a loss. You are going through a hard time. They said, there's an appointment for you. He said, to give them unto them what? Beauty for what? Ashes. That will be your story. Yeah. He says, the oil of joy for what? Mourning. He said, the garment of praise for what? The spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, and what? The planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads wherever we are today? Lord, I pray for everyone that is sound of my voice. I pray that before this year is over, give them a comfort miracle. From an unexpected source, let a door open for them. Amen. Let miracles happen for them. Let them be comforted in every situation they are in. In the name of Jesus, let that miracle that we show as a sign that you are still with them. Let that miracle happen in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this season, let there be a tangible move of God for everyone. God will comfort you. I say God will comfort you. Right now, I rebuke the spirit of heaviness. Anything weighing you down, I command that spirit to be removed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. We replace it with the garment of praise. We replace it with the oil of gladness. Fresh strength will come inside you. You will begin to rejoice like never before. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of celebration, I release it upon you in the name of Jesus. You will see the hand of God in this season. God will answer your request in this season. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost will be your portion. You will no longer be weighed down. You will no longer be dragged down. You will no longer be discouraged. I release that spirit of encouragement. I release that spirit of strength into your life in the name of Jesus. I decree a revival in your spiritual life. Your spiritual life shall be reawakened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.